We are up to Perek Yud Zayin Seif Vav. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of all the Noshim Tzidkoniyas who are preparing for Pesach. Interesting sponsorship. But please, we need additional sponsors to help keep this shir coming on a regular, consistent basis. So please, if you can afford to, please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on sponsor a shir. Or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, @gmail.com. For details, sponsorships are necessary to help cover the cost of production of the podcast. Baruch Hashem, we have over 3,000 downloads just on the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa podcast, over 63,000 downloads on the Mishnah Brewer podcast. We are available on all podcast players, as far as I know. Someone knows of one we're not, they can always email us and let us know. Today's share begins on page Reish Mem Zayin in Perek Yud Zayin Seif Vav, middle of the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. Yisurei Hatzah b'Shabbos Mirshus Achas L'Chaverto. We're going to talk about carrying from one Rishus to another on Shabbos. So Seif Vav begins, Issa Teiruhu L'Hoitzi Davim Rishus Harab M'Rishus HaYachid. It's a Torah prohibition. It's Issa from the Reisa to carry something from Rishus Harab to Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos. I'm Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. From public domain to a private domain, or from a private domain to a public domain. Hein im noisei biyad, a bikis, doesn't matter if you're carrying it in your hand or in your pocket. Hein im geiroi ala karko, if you roll it on the ground. Hein im mashitoi lidei chaveiro, if you hand it to a friend. Or you zerk, or you throw it. Im magalgaloi, or you roll it, Mirishus achas l'chaverto. Doesn't matter how you move the item from one rishus to another rishus. We're going to see later if it's not done in the usual way with a shinui, it might not be deraisa, but as long as it's done in one of the regular ways of carrying something, or throwing something, or rolling something, one is as deraisa. V'chol asa gamim ha-moshet ha-yazorik nisha ha-emir mekemi. Points out this is not only when the person physically goes himself as well from one rishus to the other rishus, but this is even if you, the person doing so, remain standing in the same rishus. So a person standing in rishus a rabbim and he throws something into rishus a yachid, or someone standing in rishus a yachid and he throws something or rolls something into rishus a rabbim, he will be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Siv zayin, oid osu min ha-toyru. It's also osu min ha-toyru lahavir dovar b'chol tzar shi arba amas rishus a rabbim. Not only is there is the right to carry something from one rishus to another rishus, but even within a rishus harabim, if someone carries dalat amis, he's over on the isadai raisa. This is as long as he carries it out in the normal fashion of carrying something out. But if he carries it in a fashion different from the normal fashion of carrying, like if he carries an item on his head, so even though he won't be over the Isidai Raisa, our Chachamim acid carrying in such a fashion as well. So if you carry in the regular fashion, it's an Isidai Raisa. If you carry with his Shinui, it's only an Isidai Rabbanim. Sivches, v'chachamenu zal osu gam hitzas kol chefet shehu mershus harabim l'karmelis ul'hepech. V'drabbanim, one may not carry something from a mershus harabim to a karmelis, or vice versa, meaning from a karmelis to a rishus harabim. We spoke in the last year what is defined as a karmelis. Haitzah mir rishus hayochid l'karmelis l'hepech v'avoriz kol chevitz arba arba karmelis. So midrabanan, one cannot carry to or from a karmelis into a rishus hayochid or into a rishus harabim. And midrabanan, one cannot carry dalat amis within a karmelis either. Siftes. However, from a makim petur, we spoke about earlier in the previous shir, what is a makim petur? From a makim petur, one can carry to a rishus harabim, or to a rishus hayachid, ula karmelis, or to a karmelis, ula hepech, and vice versa. So, let's say you have something that's above 3 tefachim high, less than 10 tefachim high, so it's a rishus, it's a petur. You want to carry something from there into a rishus hayachid, into a rishus harabim, into a karmelis, or vice versa, one may do so on Shabbos. But then comes a very, very important parenthesis. Aval, also lahoiti rishus hayachid rishus harabim, or rishus harabim rishus hayachid, derech mokem pitur. Let's say you have something in a Rishus Harab, and you want to get it to Rishus HaYachid, and in between the two, there's a Makom Patur. So you might say to yourself, no problem. I'll carry it from the Rishus Harab to the Makom Patur. Then afterwards, I'll carry it from the Makom Patur to the Rishus HaYachid. Or vice versa. I want to carry something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Harab, and there's a Makom Patur in between. So you tell yourself, I'll carry it first, I'll stop in the Makom Patur, and then after the Makom Patur, I'll carry it then into the other Rishus. That is usher to do. Even if the person is standing in the Makom Patur, he reaches into Rishus Harab, now then he reaches with the other hand after Rishus HaYachid. Vice versa. Cannot do that. Even if he puts down the chavitz in between the item in the Makom Patur, it's awesome. We said you can carry dalat amis in a karmelis, but less than dalat amis is mutter to carry in a karmelis. Now, one type of karmelis is an ocean, one type of karmelis is a beach, one type of karmelis could be a desert. Right? So, let's say you have one up with two karmelises next to each other, but they're karmelis for different reasons. But since they're all caramels, if you're carrying less than dalat amis, you can move something from one caramels to another caramels. That's not considered moving it maybe rishus to rishus, even though they're both separate caramelises, for lack of a better word, or caramel yois. So if yud, we're still on page rage meyush memches. Min ha'teira oivrim al isser haitzah min rishus to rishus, rak asher oikrim dover b'rishus ha'achas, shus ha'rab min rishus yochid, al das lo'itzir. So, when someone is carrying something from one rishus to another rishus, in order to be able to is deraisa, it has to be that when he lifted up the item in the first rishus, whether it's rishus or al rishus, he had das that he's lifting it up to carry it out to the other rishus. Then he has to have das to carry it out and put it down in the other rishus. So to in Rishus Harab, in order to be chayav d'oraisa, one has to have das, pick up the item, akiro Rishus Harab, walk the dalat amis, and do hanocha in the Rishus Harab. B'chal akiro nechshav gam kasher adam maschil aleches v'chevet zimtzu b'yodo ebikisei kasher netzar v'oymet arezu hanocha. It says akiro and hanocha doesn't necessarily mean that you bent down and you picked up an item, and you walk to the other rishus, and you put it down the item. Even if you have the item in your pocket, but you know it's there. You have das, that you can carry this item from one rishus to another rishus by being in your pocket. By starting to walk in one rishus with something in your pocket, that qualifies as an akira. And by stopping in the other rishus, even though the item stays in your pocket the whole time, that qualifies as a hanocha as well. So you need akira and hanocha. You have akira in one rishus, hanocha in the other rishus, all ladas to carry the item from one rishus to the other rishus. Chachamim, the last paragraph on page Reish Memches. Chachamim gam os is osu haitzo oi havoro kasher shlave hamalocha. Akiro, right? Haitzo oi havoro vanocha nis batzoim aide yoisim odamechot. So midday raisa, we said, in order to be over haitzo, one person has to do the akiro, one person has to do the hanocha in the other rishus, or more than dalat amis and rishus harab. But midrabanon, even if one person does the akira, one person does the hanocha, right? And two, right? Misabsan the yosim rav demechad. You do it with more than one person. Going sheechad oikas chevetz from kaimet umaitziyah. For instance, one person does the akira, does the lifting up in one rishus, and he walks out to another rishus, but he doesn't put it down in the other rishus. V'chaveroi loik chaimi yadei. His friend takes it out of his hand, and his friend goes and puts it down in the other rishus. Right? So you did only the akira. The hanocha was done by a second person. Midrabanon, that's usher as well. Or let's say you did the akira, but you didn't carry it out to the other rishus. You did akira in this rishus. Someone else carried it out. The point is, whether, and then he points out in Sivkot and involved, Benim Chaveri Nimtsu Baisa Rishus, and Moiti is a Chavis to Shus Acheres, and Blishu Atzme, Oikir Mekemi, Benim Chaveri Nimtsu Rishus Acheres, Vichnes as Yodai, Vunaisin Lai Chavis Yodai. Right, so if you recall, if you learn Mesech the Shabbos, it's for Yitzis HaShabbos, right, you could do the Akira, the other person does the Hanacha, you could do the Hanacha, the other person does the Akira, You walk, he walks, he takes it out of your hand, you put it in his hand. In any fashion where you used two people to do the Akira and the Hanocha and the movement from one Rishus to another Rishus. So even though you won't be Eiv Midei Raisa, Midei Abonin, that's usher to do. Basically, it's usher to have things moved from one Rishus to another Rishus. Ayidei, trying to get away with it by using two people. Okay? Now, the star pointed out before that Aval Akira Al Manash Lohitzi Eimba Kolisim. We said before that you need Das and Akira to take it out. If you're carrying something and without Das to move it to Rishus Aram, you lift it up and you start walking, and now you continue walking out to another Rishus, that one can be considered an Akira Midas. Once again, that won't be an Issit Da Eraisa. We'll stop here today. Today's show is sponsored by an anonymous donor in honor of all the Noshim Tzidkoniyos who are preparing for Pesach. To help sponsor a shir, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and sponsor a shir, click on sponsor a shir button or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com, and we will be happy to send you any sponsorship information. Please help sponsor this shir to help them come on a consistent basis.